Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
I shot a text to our pastor, who is our executive leader in the house, and to let him know we are still finding out who's in the kingdom tonight. But don't be concerned about the notes I gave you. I did something extra because I want to get this as a handout to you tonight. How many remember who's in the kingdom? Remember last Wednesday night? Who's in the kingdom? Starts with a D. Disciples. If you're not a disciple, and I made it very bold, if you're not a disciple, a student, you're probably not even in the kingdom. You might be in a church, and you might have all the religious forum all around you, but that doesn't mean you're in the kingdom, because everybody that came into the kingdom became a student of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they still are. Got that? So that was last Wednesday, correct? Tonight we're going to talk about the S. You know what the S stands for? Servant leadership. We're going to talk about servants tonight. Oh, brother, on a Wednesday night, you're going to talk about serving. I don't want to talk about that. Servant leadership. So here's what I need. I need some individuals to kind of, start this around, if you will, please. Make sure everyone has one. Let me give you a couple extras. I don't know why I would need three. And tonight, I want you, we're going to be on S for a while. Not tonight, but there's several principles. In fact, I think there's going to be a total of 9 that I want you to see. I want to give you a broader picture, okay? The vision that God has for this house will come forth when the disciples show up. This is not a pick and choose market. The vision that the Lord's given for this house will show up when the disciples show up. Student learners. The church, not the kingdom, the church is filled with know-it-alls. Know-it-alls from the pastoral level right on through. But the kingdom's not that way. I like to be in a classroom where teachers or professors go, we're in this together, we're going to learn together. That is very comfortable. Rather than, I know it all, hope you will someday. And that comes across to a broken world. They read us before we talk. I give you my word tonight. 8:15 is what I've been doing, hasn't it? We'll be out of here by that time if you'll give God your heart and mind. And really go, I'm going to focus in for the next 15 to 20 minutes. Okay? Really going to focus in, because I heard our pastor say that God's vision for this house will come forth when the disciples show up, which means student learners. Okay? You always know you're not around a student when they say, it's my way or hell. We know it better this way, don't we? It's my way or the highway. Boy, that's not the kingdom. That's not the kingdom. The only way I see it is my way. That's a dangerous route to run. Come on, church. Come on now. When the disciples show up, the vision is going to be very, very clear. Secondly, and I really thank God, I had no clue why I was doing it. Still really don't have a complete understanding. But I'm learning at Southeastern some incredible things on leadership. And leadership isn't just for those who are here, it's for those who will buy in to the vision that God has. Okay? So tonight, we're going to take a look at what it means to be a servant leader. I never saw that better than when I was at Southeastern last summer shared this with some of our faculty and staff today. One of the evenings I walked out on the campus and they have this incredible fountain and it lights up at night. And on a stool is seated one of the disciples, perhaps Peter. Kneeling in front of him is God. I know I just kind of rocked you a little bit. Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. That's why I serve him. That's why I'm willing to stay in the ministry. That's why I'm willing to come out on a Wednesday night when I was out last night. And I don't like back-to-back outs, either in baseball or during the week. Hello? Especially if you're a marathon runner. If you're running every day, every night, it's not going to be long. There's going to be a major blowout and a breakdown. Come on, church. I'm trying to give you some information here. And so when I looked at this, I said, whoa, look who's serving who. You would think that the king of all ages would be seated and Peter would be the one washing the feet. But it was Jesus, the ultimate servant leader, showing us how to serve. And he still expects that to happen. Are you ready? The vision for this ministry will blossom when the servant leaders step forward. Notice a different word this time, isn't it? Blossom. God wants to raise up servant leaders. Now watch this. If I'm not leading in my home, I won't do very well in here either. Okay? Watch this. Kids that don't respect their families bring that stuff to school. It's that simple. When we get it right at the home, have you noticed how the home is under attack in this nation? When you get it right at the home, it shows up better in school, it shows up better in business, and it's a heck of a lot better in the kingdom, in the body of Christ. Notice I said body of Christ and not the church. All right, let's look at servant leadership. It's more than just a philosophy or practices. It actually started back, of course, over thousands of years ago, specifically in the life of Jesus Christ. But there was an individual that made it very, very famous. And he wrote a book. Mr. Greenlee, in the 70s, wrote a book on being a servant leader. Flip your page, if you will, please. And I hope no one that has one will leave it here, because that tells me everything. If you do that, put your name on it. That will tell me you're not one. If you're going to... Well, this guy's for real. Of course. I mean, you mean to tell me I'm going to come in here and water it down after a heavy day, full day, even without students? You deserve the very best at the close of the day. One of the ladies asked me, she said, give me a picture of your marriage. I said, hot. She said, what do you mean hot? I said, not the temperature in the house. I said, the temperature of our lives. I mean, it's one thing to have that all together, you know, you're 1 year into your marriage. I like what Bill Johnson said about people who come up to him about the fire of God's on them. The fire. He said, let me see you burn after 30 years. That's what I'm looking for. I want to see couples who've been married a long time and they're still hot. Because they, no, you think I'm running all over the place? They know how to serve each other. They're both leaders and they're both serving each other. You know why? Because the reflection from heaven is we're serving because he served. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. Let's work quickly through these. I want to deposit in your heart, as God has deposited in mine tonight, three incredible principles on a servant leader. Mark chapter 10, verse 45. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Disciples and servant leaders lay it down first. Lay me down. Disciples and servant leaders can lay it down. Find it interesting, but he's also the Son of God. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Leader has a leadership level of humility. They lead not because they are the leader, but there's a level of humility that's developing in their lives. meaning tomorrow I should be a little bit better. I don't want you to all be A students. I just want you to be better today than you were yesterday and tomorrow. Can you imagine if we did that in our businesses? Can you imagine if we did that with our finances? The Lord willing, I'm in God's word right there, the Lord willing, tomorrow, if I'm here than it was today. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak than to receive. So let me give you a praise report, and then also, because we want to use our... I think it's funny how when we go out and they're talking about turkey and nothing about it, but I do know that if you fire an arrow, you want that sucker to just want to scatter everything. Why not have an arrow so that when you walk... Okay. Praise report. Ah, yes. You Sunday about what Almond and I are getting ready to do. And the idea, oh boy, I'm just going to tell you, when disciples show up, the vision shows up. When servant leaders show up, it begins to blossom. I told you that we're going to be using the gym where I work and that we're going to use the football field twice a month starting in March. Watch this. And that's already been taken care of because of what happened Sunday at McDonald's. Well, check this out. The same day, everybody say Sunday. The same day we walk out of here, I have an individual come up to me and they said, we'll pay for the entire first year of the gym. It's all paid for. The vision shows up and things begin to blossom. It's more blessed to help others than our own children. Screw yours. It's about mine. Oh, I like to play hard. So you might want to bring your pillows. No, seriously. The other morning, and this particular student has been removed from the school system. Immediately turned to this young man, called him by name, and I said, you're going to recover, and you're going to get reinstated. You're going to make a pledge to me that on March the 12th and March the 26th, you're in Gainesville, but doesn't know. Jesus help us. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to be able to show up here in Bronson to the gym on the 12th. And at the end of the school year, we're going to be able to take you back in the summer months and present you to the board as a young man that don't need to throw them away. We got to gather them, bring them back over the wall and say, there's a place for you in the kids. All paid for this young man. Where are you talking? I'm to receive. Let's get these three real quick. Skip Pritchard said, servant leaders lead with others in mind. So I am not a servant leader if all I'm thinking about is myself. Might have the title, but not the testimony. Ooh. Titles and testimony. Not all teachers with the title teach. They like to open up books and read. I'm a communicator. And I'm saying to you, you can actually watch people and they'll be leaders. Not only will they hinder the vision in the kingdom, they won't even be able to fulfill their own vision. So a servant leader is one who values diverse opinions. To understand the importance of having open hearts, open mind, open ears. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, servant leaders do. Let's go ahead and make a testimony tonight of our lives. Okay, you ready? I will value the you or move you, but at least be willing to listen. Kids know when teachers have shut down. And teachers, let me take it one step further. Pastors who are asleep, they're just sleeping right there they are. That's why Paul said one time, he said, to the church at Corinth. They weren't sleeping, but they were sleeping right in the anointing. A servant leader is not only one who values diverse opinions, but cultivates. Father, ooh, could he put a garden together? And man, did he know how to cultivate. And he's working it. You got to see the one that has been there before. I'm talking about the enemy of your soul. Not interested in cultivating trust. Trust is the key in trust. Trust and obey, for there's to trust and obey. Luke 6:31 says, treat others the same, put in a level of trust. Sometimes I wish these things really weren't on podcast. I just gave the privilege to a young man to begin driving to school. We have guidelines that govern who gets to drive. Okay? And if you don't, said to the presenter, I said, at our school, we don't talk about rules. We talk about guidelines. We don't use the word punishment here. We use consequences and discipline. Words make a difference. So today was day number one for this individual to be able to drive. I'm thinking, okay, he's going to leave when everybody else leaves, which he does. But he hooks up with one of our and our part. So a little bit later on, he comes back because a phone call's been made. Isn't that natural and normal? God, you just don't. God's been here a long time. God doesn't understand. Of course he understands. Sitting over there, and she's going, he's lying. He told her something totally different. Isn't it? Come on, we all in the middle of it. He changes it again. I'm talking about cultivating. I have to take care of that tomorrow. And he said, well, what about my driving privileges? Isn't that amazing? I said, I'm going to give you an opportunity to earn my trust back. We're just playing two, not three. Cultivate trust. Give people. Let me get out of there. Let me get out of there. You once get out of the garden. That was my grandfather. Man, when he said, and saying some things that he couldn't hear because he was old. All right. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you've got to value the opinions of others. They've been there longer than they told the truth. Hey, you, but at least they know you're open. What was number two? Cultivate ways that you're going to see who are the servant leaders that are going to be able to have this vision. I think Jesus did this very well, didn't he? I mean, can you imagine Jesus won't release anything? Here it is. Develop other leaders. Furthermore, you shall select out of all the people able men who fear God. Oh, prerequisites. That's not what God's word says. Those who fear God, men of truth. Ties right in. Heart is an honest heart. Those who hate dishonest gain, and you shall place these over them. Criteria. Watch this. We got five. Boy, this is going to be fun. The criteria. We can, but we, watch this. I'll play old school. We covenant. That's old covenant. Come on. You're almost there. Zone. I mean, stay with me for 4 minutes. Yes? Here's what's happening. We are called to develop other leaders that's been cultivated through a season of lists. But we're not moved by man's criteria. Listen, Jesus did not come down here and say, the ultimate servant leader is Jesus Christ himself. I agree, but watch this. He entrusted, he knew, remember last Sunday? I still got 3 minutes. Let me drag it out. I'll still be done. I can slow it, Ruth. Let's go back and tie this up. The old covenant, you break the rules, you're punished. You don't understand sowing and reaping, you'll reap what you sow. There you go. How am I sowing? Am I pouring myself into the next generation? Am I helping to talk to him or them about an idea? Don't know where it's going to go, but I've been in the garden and he's going to bring me out. And there's a whole new level, oh yes, of trust that. Let's pray. I got you out 2 minutes early. I coached. You ready? Out of alignment. True or false? I'm in one accord with the leadership, but not with him. Out of alignment or in alignment? Out of alignment. There have been many, many believers who have stumbled when big leaders have fallen because they weren't looking to the king. They were listening to, I won't mention any names, those who could play and sing and preach. That was their God. We got to be in alignment with him and then watch to see if those leaders follow the criteria of the kingdom. Now I will pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for your word tonight. You are jam up and jelly tight. You are so phenomenal. You are a mind-boggling Father. You are the Father who knows best. Father, tonight, I ask in Jesus' name, across this room and across the body of Christ, I'm asking that you will raise up men and women who are disciples of Jesus Christ, and that you will raise up men and women and young people who are servant leaders, and they are willing to stay in the garden and cultivate that trust. And Father, I thank you that we will absolutely pour ourselves into the lives of the next generation and those that you call forth in Jesus' name. I thank you tonight. I give you praise tonight. And God's people said, those who are ready to step in as a, not coming up here, a disciple, or you want to come in and say, I'm ready to learn what it's like to be a servant leader, just stand. Glory. Father, we love you. The benediction is a blessing tonight. The benediction is a blessing tonight. The benediction is a blessing tonight. Okay? So open up your heart, quiet your mind, tune out all the other voices. Did you get the three? We'll go back over it. Why did you ask that for, Pastor? So that you can receive the blessings of the Lord. Even when he had been snooped by his own silliness, he still asked his Father to bless him. I won't teach. Father, is there still not a blessing for me? Hi, Father. Well, it's good to be in your presence. Thank you for the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. And now we stand as we prepare to go home, waiting on the blessing of the Lord. Asking right now in this very quiet moment that you'll receive the inner witness of the Holy Spirit to you right now. In a moment, I'll tell you what he is doing to the best of my knowledge as he imparts information, he being the Holy Spirit, standing in his presence, receiving the blessings of the Lord. As soon as the Holy Spirit asked me to be quiet, he said these things: I'm cleansing my people, I'm restoring my people, I'm filling my people, I'm presenting my people. Of course, that's to the Father. And here's the last one. Joshua just did this tonight before we came. And I'm showering my people with kingdom blessings. Now, in Jesus' name, will you take a moment and simply, in your own words, somehow let him know, I receive every one of those. The restoring, the cleansing, the filling, and the showering of the blessings over my life. I understand it now from my parents. The blessings of the Lord will cascade down over parents, onto the children, and onto the grandchildren. I'm asking right now that you will receive the shower of blessings. It's all from his kingdom. And now we seal this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We love you, and we ask for divine protection. And now, Father, we bring before you, in closing, this family tragedy that took place right out here on 19. Well, Father, we pray for the family and their broken hearts tonight, and ask that you will bring sweet comfort and friends and family that will come to support this family in this tragedy that took place today. And Father, we lift up Miss Foley tonight with the bus accident from this morning. And I thank you that there was no injuries to the children and that you overshadowed and you kept her and the bus. And I ask in Jesus' name that you will quicken to Ruth tonight, that Miss Foley will know that the angels of the Lord encamp round about her and her husband, and that the joy of the Lord will be her strength. In Jesus' name, as servant leaders, here's your assignment. Before you walk out, the benediction's been given. The Spirit of the Lord is going to nudge you to pray for one person. Please do not move until you have prayed for one person. That's your assignment as a servant leader. If you won't pray, you'll never be a leader. Take that moment now. The Spirit of the Lord is going to quicken to each of our minds one person to cover. Right now, please do that. And with the close of your prayer, we're dismissed.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.